Tractory Supply.
Delaney, coast to coast, and all the nooks and crannies in between here on America Tonight as we usher out the weekend and start another work week. Woohoo! These are the dog days, my friends. Although you can see off in the distance, Labor Day is approaching. If you have kids, as much as you love them, you're probably ready for them to go back to school. And if you've been working yourself into a frenzy in those hot, hot temperatures, you're looking for a little extra chill time. Maybe you'll get that over Labor Day. But we're just coming off of, here we are, mid-August, into a critical time, I think, politically. All of what's happened, whether it's immigration or health care reform or financial reform, things you didn't agree with, things you agreed with, things that you think are nonsense, you have a voice in this. And in less than 80 days, I hope you use that voice. Go and vote. You don't like what's happening in Washington? You can make a change. I'll say it again. Every once in a while, we have to remind ourselves, read the first few phrases of the Declaration of Independence. We the people, right? We're the government. The people that are in Washington are only representing all of us. And do the absentee ballot thing. If you can't get to the polls, do that. Very easy. Don't put blinders on and say my vote doesn't matter, because your vote, my friends, does matter. Right at the top, we have a happy, happy thing to tell you about here on America Tonight. Believe it or not, sometimes I feel like I'm just the negative Nancy, not trying to do that. We've got sports shorts at the end of this hour, but speaking of sports, we're getting closer and closer to football season. You know what that means for America Tonight? It means another version of Nail the Score. It's so fun, and so many of you call in on Thursday nights in our third hour. Randomly, game of the week is chosen. It's like picking lottery numbers, my friends. You don't have to know anything about football. If you do, you can throw in your analysis if you like. You just have to come up with a guess on what you think the final score will be. Eagles beating the Cowboys 24-7, for example. But we still have a few weeks before that happens. I just want to remind everyone that that's in the works. And the prize pack is awesome because nobody won it last time around. And we didn't give anything from the prize pack away. So you can win the loot if you nail the score. All right, speaking of getting nailed, a couple of things right from the top. The hottest water cooler buzz, in other words, the thing really dividing the nation these last couple of days and weeks previous to this, is the mosque being built two blocks away from Ground Zero in New York City. Everybody's got an opinion about this, fair or foul. And it's more than a mosque. It's a swimming pool. It's a nightclub, I think, from what I'm told, and a slew of other things. But it is an Islamic gathering place. How's that? And the opposition is rising, and not even along ideological lines. Well, it's only conservatives who don't want this. That's not true. There are a lot of people who are fighting this, and the families who lost people on 9/11, most of them are furious, and they're starting to sound out their anger. They're starting to talk to people about that, and it's what you would think it would be. Imagine, you know this story, you go off to work, we're in America, we're in the United States of America, it can't happen here, and then it happens. And you can go to any psychiatrist, any therapy, whatever, you just, in your heart, cannot forget, you can't forget. So now it comes out that Obama is supporting the right for the Ground Zero Mosque. He was careful in the wording of it. you could tell. So he said they have the right to build a mosque at ground zero. He didn't really throw in whether he thought it was good or bad. Like, I think it's a great idea, the Cordova Initiative, I'm all for it. He didn't recommend that. He didn't go that far. But he said that Muslims have the same right to the freedom of religion as everyone else in America. Okay, granted. But two blocks away from where Islamic extremists killed so many people? Give me a break. There are lots of political folks who disagree, and then there are some that agree with the president, depending on whether or not they're running for re-election, is what I think. Senator John Cornyn, a Republican out of Texas, had one point of view, and Senator Jake Reed, a completely different one. He's a Democrat. Take a listen to this.
Religious tolerance is what makes this country different than a lot of countries, particularly some of the countries that are sponsoring these terrorists. I don't think it should be allowed to be there if it's going to be some type of way to undercut the truth, the reality of 9/11.
Washington, the White House, the administration, the president himself seems to be disconnected from the mainstream of America. And I think that's one of the reasons people are so frustrated. I'd like to hear what other elected officials in New York, the two United States senators and other local officials think about this, and the American people will render their verdict.
And I think that you're going to see some changes when it comes to the midterm elections. What do the people say? Well, most of the polls show, and I tried to dig up every single poll I could possibly find on the mosque issue, the Cordova Initiative, because it's an Islamic center. It's not just a mosque. It doesn't matter what poll it was. Most of the polls that I came across, in fact, all the polls, there were 8 in total, none of them swayed completely the other way. Overwhelmingly, the people who were against it outweighed the people who were backing it. So now you have the president not going completely, saying that he backs the freedom of religion and they should be able to build there, but not giving too much, not throwing too much out there, just saying that, probably in anticipation of being bombarded with those questions and knowing that that idiot, the White House flack, Robert Gibbs, was going to have to deflect the comments. He got ahead of the curveball on that one. But, boy, I think he came out in the wrong way on this. He tried to dance around it somewhat, but it's going to sour a lot of people, and that's what the polls show. The polls show that. And speaking of that, and the New York conservatives have had enough. They don't care. They're just taking the gloves off and saying, we're just going to do an anti-ground zero mosque ad. That's what we're going to do. Because the governor's offered state land. There are other people that have come forward, but yet they don't want to listen to this. So there's an ad that states patriotic Americans want real answers about the cultural center proposed for Lower Manhattan in a building partly owned, this is the other part of this, by Consolidated Edison. That's the electric company in New York. So plans for the center include that mosque 2 blocks away. So you got the New York City Utility Company using its power to do something about the mosque at ground zero. Fair or foul, America, 800-259-5791. Oh, we got a dungeon coming up next. Hang with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
All right, so flat out, this is an easy question. Do you agree with the Prez about a mosque being built two blocks from ground zero, 800-259-5791? You know how I feel? No. Do I believe in religious freedom? Absolutely. Do I think this is insensitive? Absolutely. But we don't even have to go there. I was there. I saw what happened with my own eyes, and I can't believe it. Although, doing this show, I should believe it. It just adds to the same old, you know, crap that is running downhill. And if I lived in New York, I would not be happy with this. You know, first you get the situation where, oh, we can try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others. We can do it. Just a stone's throw away from ground zero. Oops. Oh, it's going to cost too much money to do that. And it might not be safe for the people. But it's okay to do this mosque thing, because no worries there. I don't think we're going to have any problems. The idea behind it is to reach out to other people of different faiths, which is baloney. Is an Islamic center. How much of the reaching out is there going to be? That's not what the intention is. And there's other places where that could be built, no doubt. Manhattan might be an island, but for money, you can buy anything you want. For the $100 million, there's other primo spots they could get. There's a reason for it to be built there, and it's always about follow the money. Speaking of follow the money, we do have a dungeon moment for you. This is infuriating beyond belief. The cancer expert, that his information is what supposedly freed the Lockerbie bomber, Al-Megrahi, saying now that he regrets what he said. Because it was over a year ago where he said, Al-Megrahi, oh, lucky if he has, like, you know, 3 months to live. So he's freed from a Scottish jail last August. He's alive and kicking. He went back to Libya as a hero. And he's being treated for prostate cancer. He's still alive. And the one doctor who says he regrets his vague decision says that
you know, there was a couple of other doctors who were involved in assessing Megrahi's health for the Libyan authorities, but he's saying he should have been more cautious about the chances for survival. And this is Professor Carol Sikora. 3 months, and now it's been a year. This is tough medicine for other victims to have to swallow, because Pan Am Flight 103 ended lots of young people's lives in an instant, And it goes to what I was saying about 9/11. You know, I don't understand why we forget about the victims so easily. And this was a horrible thing that happened. Al Megrahi was convicted. He was in prison. This is again a money thing. You're talking about London having the authority. Why ultimately was he released? And it's because British Petroleum has a deal with the Libyans for a huge project that they're working on, a huge project. That's really part of the reason for this. It was an oil deal. So it's no surprise. And it's no surprise, by the way, to a group. There's an advocacy group that represents some of the families of the people that were killed. And the president is a guy named Frank Dugan. And Dugan was easily quoted as saying he's not at all surprised that this is what's now come out. And he's a retired lawyer. He's saying that he's advising some of the families on what to do, and he's saying the Scottish government should be embarrassed and the British should be humiliated by this. But the doubts, not a surprise. Al Megrahi, by the way, in case you don't know the story, let me re-rack for a second, is the only person to have been jailed for the 88 bombing of that Pan Am flight. And that's why we call him the Lockerbie bomber. It was the Scottish town of Lockerbie. 259 people killed, almost all Americans. And then there were 11 people killed on the ground. So he was convicted finally in 2001, sentenced to serve 27 years in a prison, but he was released last August on what they were calling compassionate grounds, which I don't think he should have been released anyway. There was no compassion when it came to the people on that flight. So if he dies in prison, he dies in prison. And it's such an insult. And it's what the people left behind have had to deal with. The whole thing is about business, money, and profits. Business, money, profits. It's just another piece of dirt being kicked in the family's faces. Because you know BP pressured Scotland to free him. They wanted the Libyan oil reserves. And that's an easy one to connect. Very easy. So for that reason, I'm going to have to say shame on the Dr. Sikora, who is saying, yes, Al Megrahi will die of cancer, but who knows? It's been way more than 3 months, and he should have. Now he's coming out and saying it was vague, and, geez, I shouldn't have done that. But saying you're sorry is not enough. He's got to feel the pain of the victims of the families who every day feel that loss. Every day feel that loss. So for that reason, Professor Sikora, you are going to the America Tonight dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
All right, so we will send a key to Professor Sikora. He's the dean of the School of Medicine at Buckingham University in central England. He can accept the invitation to join us for an interview on America Tonight. If he does, we do let him out of our little dungeon. But I think it's outrageous, and it just fuels the negative flow of what's happened surrounding the whole thing with that Lockerbie attack. And again, it goes back to a vicious thing that happened to a lot of innocent kids. A lot of college kids were on that flight. There were some high school kids on the flight, almost all of the people were American. Almost all of them American. All right, I know that we zig and zag all over the place, but gosh, we're so excited to be on the air because there's always so much buzz to talk about. We will have in our next hour a daily salute. There's always some good things, my friends, happening in the middle of all the nonsense that drives us all crazy. And at the end of this hour, we'll get into sports shorts. And it includes a crazy thing on the PGA Tour, what happened in the PGA Championship. But I mentioned this briefly, the Tea Party groups all converged, at least some of the many, anyway, on a remote section of the U.S.-Mexico border over the weekend to show support for the immigration law that Arizona came up with and to hear from some speakers, a lot of them running for office. And the crowd was about maybe 500 or so, and the crowd was focusing on increasing border security in remote places in Hereford, Arizona, for example, which is where they were. If you've ever been through there, it's a little dot of a town. On Friday, heading into the weekend, the president signed into law the $600 million more dollars that will go to securing the border, but the problem is it's still not enough. 1,000 Border Patrol agents, custom agents, split that in half. And then the equipment you need, the drones, all of it, it's still not enough to patrol the areas that are wide open in Arizona, in New Mexico, in California. And there's a lot of open space, a lot of open space. And part of the whole idea behind this rally was to once again call for something that will make the people in Arizona feel like the government cares. If that's the idea, you took this away from us, so what are you going to do about it? And it can't just be border enforcement. There's a lot more to this than meets the eye. You know, you got the Mexican government also that has to be helpful on their side of things, whether it's we're talking about the drug cartels or whatever. And it's nothing's more infuriating than how Mexico is handling their side of what the problem is at our border. The encouragement, go across, make some money. I hope you make it. Send it back. We need that money. Oh, my. Coming up on the flip side, the latest from General Petraeus, who's talking about a civil war. Ooh.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis. Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure closure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The general in charge in Afghanistan kind of hedging a little bit on troop withdrawal in 2011. We'll dive into that in just a second here on ATN. First, let's go out to Candy in South Carolina. Hey, Candy, what's on your mind?
Hi, how are you?
Hello, good. How are you?
Unbelievable. Thanks for asking. I would like to say thank you very much for the extent you've gone to make this a public awareness thing. I, myself, for decades, have been saying the exact same thing that you have with not as much research as you have done. I have been warning people of these things for decades, like I said. And most people look at me as if I'm nuts, I'm off my rocker, and they just don't believe because they don't want to believe. Because it is my belief from what I see, they're victims of society, and society tells them this, and that's what they're supposed to believe. But I, like I said, I commend you, and I thank you for going through the extent to make this a public awareness thing.
Candy, thanks. I think that, unfortunately, it's about reality television, and people like to bury their head in the sand, sadly, like ostriches, and it's easier not to know what's going on for some people rather than to tie it all together. But you have to be aware. And the reason you have to be aware is because we live in the greatest country still on the face of the earth, and we want to preserve that. There's kids behind. There's grandkids for people. There's generations that should be able to enjoy what many of us have had here in the United States, and it's opportunity. And it's the opportunity to survive and thrive. And boy, if you don't keep a close eye on what's happening, before you know it, that opportunity will shrink. It is shrinking, and it'll shrink even more. And the example of just not following the bouncing ball, it's like the Lockerbie thing. It's awful what happened, because you had college students, high school students, you had Americans aboard the plane, and it would have been easy to sweep that under the rug. But luckily, there were enough people that were vigilant and so furious that they wouldn't let that happen. So they sat on the guys at Scotland Yard. I mean, they were all, the Americans were all over this. I'm talking about the people. And just sat on them. And finally, you get Al Megrahi. But that doesn't happen. He doesn't get convicted. And that doesn't happen until, what did I say, 2000, 2001. He goes to prison, and then it's like, oh, geez, humane reasons. Poor guy. He's got cancer. We gotta let him go. I'm sorry. You kill that many people, you're convicted of that. There is no compassionate grounds. You die of cancer in prison. There was no compassion for the young people, the young children on that plane, or any of the people. Who cares the ages? I'm just saying that because of all the life that was left. But how ridiculous. Crazy. All right, so let's jump a couple of moves ahead and talk about this Petraeus deal. What the general is saying now, because now he's in charge, is he's, and remember, he's the one who's credited with what happened in Iraq. And now he takes over the reins in Afghanistan. And he's trying to figure out what to do here. I keep saying the end game. What's the end game? He was part of the Sunday Swirl. He was on Meet the Press. And he's saying it's keep Al-Qaeda and other extremist groups at bay while the Afghan government has a chance to take control and earn the trust of the local population. But do you think that's going to happen when, for example, there's information that's out there on the web that leaked the names of people who were helping the Americans, who were helping the NATO forces? I'm surprised we haven't heard of anything that's happened yet. And I do believe something will happen. I'm not trying to predict doom and gloom, and I hope upon all possibilities what the scenarios are, that some of those people don't end up with their heads on a stick outside of the village because they helped some soldiers. Because that's already happened to people. And now if you have an actual list and you can tie folks together as to who said what to whom and who was trying to help the soldiers, then you can bet that's going to happen. Anyway, one of the things Petraeus talked about is why we're there.
We're here so that Afghanistan does not once again become a sanctuary for transnational extremists the way it was when Al-Qaeda planned the 9/11 attacks in the Kandahar area.
Yeah, so, and remember, that was obviously awful. Kandahar is a terrible hornet's nest. So the general also talked about the withdrawal of troops that's supposed to start in July of next year, but it's based on conditions on the ground, and that he could only advise the president to keep the forces there until he felt it was the right time for a drawdown. So they're kind of dancing around this end date. That's what's happening. I mean, this is a nine plus year war, and July was the deadliest month for our forces. 66 troops were killed. So now the progress on Afghanistan, that's what everybody wants to know. Tell us really what's happening. Give us something to hang on to here, because this fighting is intensifying between the military guys and the White House, because they're really pushing to get that political support amped up for the war. They needed to hang on through the end of the year to show progress. And that's the idea. You got to show us the results. Petraeus is supposed to give an updated assessment to Congress in December. This is August. And everybody's keeping score. That's what the military is about. Petraeus knows that. It's about keeping score. So you've got more U.S. and Afghan troops that are trying to take over the Taliban territory and more civilians that are trying to restore services to the population. Do you think they'll do it? Do you think this is going to be a win when it's all said and done? And how long? Another 9 years, 18 years into this? Can you imagine if this goes on for 18 years? Somebody said that to me. Somebody that I was talking to at the Pentagon. The way it's looking, at least another 3-4 years, they would never say that. Petraeus doesn't want to say that. And so what about the Afghanistan president, who's in this for another 6 at least, because that's when he was elected, reelected to another 6 in that bogus election? So the relationship between Hamid Karzai and the United States, needless to say, is rocky no matter what they're proclaiming. Karzai is as dirty as they come and as corrupt as they come, and they know it. But that's not going to be said. We saw what happened with his brother and all that other stuff. And then Karzai reacted to the WikiLeaks.org release saying that look at these attacks and look at these people and we're concerned, we're worried about this leak as to what it'll do to the innocent people who are cooperating. And so Petraeus denied that there were problems and he defended Karzai, but he has to defend Karzai. And given what's happened to McChrystal, he's not going to tell anybody what he really thinks. There's no fly on the wall to be had. They've killed all the flies on the wall, so that's not going to happen. But certainly the corruption is there, and Karzai has to do something about the corruption. But he's part of this in a roundabout way. And Petraeus and Karzai talk every day, at least once a day. Of course they would do that. It's about building up the relationships, building up the relationships. This is an unpopular war, an unpopular war even among people where it was popular. It was like, okay, this is the next step. I get it. And now let's face this, because we have talked about this on the show, and many of you have called to express the view, Iraq wasn't the deal of Obama, but Afghanistan is what he said is where the fight is, that this is where what it all comes down to. So the Afghanistan progress is going to take time. It's going to take a lot of time. So you have to ask yourself, Petraeus is not going to have a rapid pullout. There's just no way that's happening. He wants a win. He wants a win as much as he could get a win like Iraq. So, is ultimately this going to be a regret, or is it going to be that victory when it's all said and done and it's time for an exit? I have to say, it's frightening to see what's happening. And civil wars, do you think the civil war is going to be averted because of the military? I don't think so. I think that the Afghans need to pick the ball up and run with it. They have to do that. So that's why on the ground they have to pay attention to what's happening. I mean, hey, do you think the extremists aren't going to take over if the Americans and the NATO forces leave? Of course they are. Of course they're going to do it. And what do you think Karzai's Who do you think he's playing to? What side is he playing to? If America pulls out, NATO pulls out, what is Karzai left with? Negotiating with the Taliban again. Very scary, isn't it? And it's sounding very familiar. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to lighten the load a little bit anyway. There's still some controversy, of course, connected to this. Sports shorts.
For world world-class auto detailing. Use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com. Or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Okay, so Candy called us from South Carolina, and the people in South Carolina are probably still a little bit miffed into the wee hours, but for different reasons. This is Sports Shorts, our version of it here on ATN. A 26-year-old, Dustin Johnson is his name, had a chance at the PGA Championship, had a chance at the playoffs. And what happened is when he got to a critical hole, he grounded his club in a patch of sand. And the patch of sand was a sand bunker. It didn't really look like what you think of as a sand bunker. It wasn't roped off, and this is how Whistling Straits is, but it's a hazard nonetheless, and you're not allowed to do that. You can't, the club can't come into contact with any sand until the shot is played. So he didn't really have much of wiggle room to go at here. And it has to be an odd feeling for him. I mean, he didn't make the putt, and the putt didn't fall in that hole. He missed the green with the approach from the trap on the last hole and then pushed for a par. But what a headache. Told by the rules officials, forget it. I mean, I can think of other examples of what's happened to other golfers and things that have gone on in golf, you know, that somehow they broke a rule, too many clubs, Nick Price, that happened to him. But this is, here you are, young, gunning, going for it, and you're going for one of the biggest wins in the game of golf, and certainly in his career. So it was a big gaffe for the young man from South Carolina. Did you happen to catch any of this, Matt, by any chance, at the PGA Championship?
I was watching the Twins game, some other things, so I didn't really see all that much about it. I was following it online a little bit, so I saw that they were going into the playoff, and then I heard about the big follow-up, I guess. Sounds like a dumb rule to me, though.
It does sound weird because it's not really, it didn't look like a traditional trap. But here's the other thing. You have to know the rules, and the caddy should help you in this case. His caddy should have known what they were looking at and should have been able to assess that a little bit better. Then that wouldn't have happened. He could have told him not to do that. Just be careful that this patch of sand in the 18th fairway, and that's what he did. He put his four iron behind the ball. He didn't know that it was part of the bunker. It didn't cross his mind that he was in a sand trap. So somebody, the caddy should have helped him. So the five ended up being a seven, just so you know, which was deadly to Dustin Johnson and the PGA Championship. So Martin Kaymer ends up winning and celebrating big time. It was huge for him to win it. And it was sad for the other guy to lose it on a crazy, peculiar rule about the bunker. And he didn't study. He didn't look at it. He knew he grounded the club once he was called on it. When a PGA guy stopped him and said, "We've got an issue," and he knew what it was. So he had a chance to win. He missed a 7-foot par. So he would have slipped into a three-man playoff, but the two-shot penalty, because that's what he got, a two-shot penalty, turned his 71 into a 73, so he didn't get to go into the playoff. And it was another meltdown. So he finished fifth. He'll still get a big paycheck, more than you and I will see, but he leaves the course and with that realization. All right, something else. We're going to jump to baseball. I mentioned that earlier that I would happen to be at the Rangers 104-degree temperature baseball game, which is insane, against the Boston Red Sox. And I'm a huge baseball fan. My Phillies took the series against the Mets. I was excited about that because they're nip and tuck with Atlanta in their division in the NL East. And, of course, the Rangers, who I went to see today, beating the Bo Sox, they're on top by a long shot. I mean, they're just way ahead of everybody in the AL West. Unless they really blow it, they should end up going to the playoffs. This is a fun time of year, getting through the dog days and into who's going to make it and who's not going to make it into the playoffs. Well, there's been a lot of discussion about Major League umps and blown calls and should there be replay. Some of the former greats of the game sounded off about this. Ozzie Smith and Tony Gwynn and Jim Bunning all left their mark on baseball. We start with Ozzie Smith, then go to Gwynn, and then Bunning. Listen to what they had to say about Major League umpiring.
It's about getting it right. And if the goal is to get it right, then just do whatever it takes to do that.
It helps the game, I think. I think it helps the fans. I think it helps both teams, because, again, the objective is to get the call right.
I think your sample is really underestimating. There's more mistakes made by umpiring crews than is tolerable. I have seen some calls this year that just curls your hair. Yes, umpires make mistakes, but if you have a replay and you can correct it, that would take the human element out, and it should be taken out if it's wrong.
All right, so you heard Jim Bunning there. The human element, if it's wrong, should it be taken out? And should there be the replay so you don't have that happen anymore? Somebody doesn't lose a no-hitter. There aren't as many crucial calls that get blown that, you know, screw up the end results of a game. And I say no. I don't think instant replay belongs in the great game of baseball. Let's keep something traditional. They've changed a lot about baseball over the years. They talked about raising the pitcher's mound and some other things, too. I think you can't do the replay. As much as I've been infuriated by crappy calls that have gone against the team I'm rooting for, that's part of the fun of this, too. Part of it is the human element. Part of it is the arguing back and forth over who screwed up. And we got ripped off, and this isn't right, and booing the umpire and all of that. I don't like the idea of replay. The games are long anyway, and I think it would just increase the length of the game, even if with XYZ challenges or however they would implement it. Matt, I said I'm a Phillies fan, you're a Twins fan. What do you think?
I think they should use it. It just I think it would help out.
Screw that. No way. Come on.
No.
Oh, man. It's a good thing I'm in the satellite studio and you're in the main studio, or we'd still be arguing about this off the air.
I think it makes more sense. And every other sport uses it. Why can't baseball?
Because there has to be something.
That's sad. They'd use it in the Little League World Series.
Oh, come on. There has to be some element of the tradition of baseball that we keep in place. And listen, it's like I said, I'm with the rest of you. I've had my moments where I've been infuriated by calls that have been made by umpires. I think there's going to be a resistance to the replay idea. It has been talked about, and some of the owners like it, but a lot of the owners don't like it either.
What happens with all these sports and people in general who don't embrace technology is they get passed on by. That's why the NFL is now America's pastime. It's not baseball anymore. And NFL is the number one sport, and baseball needs to keep in with the technology and moving along with the rest of the world.
Well, but baseball also has the problem of kids playing baseball and not liking it because they're going for the extreme sports. They're going for, I mean, name a neighborhood where you don't have 10,000 skateboarders and they're trying to jump and flip over things. And so the extreme sports, more than anything, are knocking out the old school sports. I mean, I agree with you that the NFL is more America's pastime now, but as a lover of the NFL, I can't say that I embrace that sport too. But I think you can still change some things with baseball, but not have to go that far over the mark. I think what the technology would do, I think it'd make it that much tougher. You know, having said that, eventually it'll probably come down to replay at some point. And whether it's just sprinkled in to begin with and tested out, which we'll have to do that anyway, we'll probably see it eventually. I don't think we're going to see it in the next couple of years, but we might. You can throw in your 2 cents on that or some of the more serious things we discussed on America Tonight. Flip me your thoughts at AmericaTonight.net. Brandon. Hello, Brandon Phillips. Hello.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.